This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1989.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
You are never too young, you are never too old to join us for a happy time of singing and stories. Hi, everybody. We're your friends from the Children's Bible Hour, and we have another bright visit packed to the brim with lots of good listening for the next 30 minutes or so. Now, let's see. On today's visit, we'll hear from the Cheerful Cousins, from our duetters, from Sherilyn and Jonathan. Carrie will have our song before the story. We'll do our best to tuck in a quickie quiz, and we'll wind up with a story. It's really a good follow-up story to the one we had last week, all about belonging to the family of God. It's called $50 to Spend. Wow, wouldn't it be great to have 50 whole dollars to spend any way we wanted? What would you do with it? Well, you know something? Every day that God gives us is just like money. We can spend the day any way we want, but we can only spend it once. The most important day in our whole life is the day we accept Jesus as Savior. Listen to the good words of this first song by our Cheerful Cousins.
What a wonderful day.
Programs are heard all over the world, in all 50 states, as well as many, many countries overseas. This next song's tune is going to be especially familiar to all our friends living in the southern United States. The tune is Dixie, but the words, well, just listen.
Oh, I'm glad I live in this fine nation.
Oh, I like that bright song, Cousins. Thanks for sharing those new words to an old tune. Well, here comes Sherilyn, and she's wide awake and ready to sing. Her song is called Say to the Lord, I Love You.
Touch your finger to your nose. Bend from the waist way down and touch your toes. And when you come up slowly, start to sing and say to the Lord, I love you. I love you. Sky, look to the left. When you turn around, you'll start to sing and say to the Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. Say to the Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. Say to the Lord, I love you. Say to the Lord, I love you.
The best way to tell the Lord we love Him is by the way we act. Jonathan has a good song from the Patch the Pirate series called I Will Do What's Right. First, though, he has some good verses. Oh, Jonathan, before you do your verses, let me share just a few lines from a letter that came from a prisoner not long ago. Dear Uncle Charlie, I'm writing to you from behind prison bars, but I haven't been wasting time. I have been memorizing Bible verses. A few years ago, I heard Jonathan saying some verses, and I decided if someone that young could learn Bible verses, so could I. It was hard at first, but I kept at it, and now I know over 200 verses from memory. So tell Jonathan he was a real encouragement to me. So Jonathan, you keep learning those verses. You never know who's going to be helped. Let's hear the verses you have ready today.
1 Peter 4:12 through 14 and 19. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to test you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Whereof let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. One day I was with my friends at school, and they said, let's break this silly rule. Firmly I refuse to play the fool. I will do what's right. Go ahead, laugh at me. I won't let it bother me. Even though I stand alone, I will do what's right. When you hear temptation's sneaky sound, and the crowd is laughing all around, throw your shoulders back and stand your ground. You can do what's right. Go ahead, laugh at me. I won't let it bother me. Even though I stand alone, I will do what's right. Ha ha ha, laugh at me. I won't let it bother me. Stand alone, I will do what's right.
Did you listen to those good words, kids? You know, every week I get letters from boys and girls who say they're picked on at school for trying to do what's right. Well, don't worry. Even if you're standing alone, remember God is standing with you when you are doing what is right. Let's take time right now to bow our heads and talk to the Lord about this, shall we?
Pray for me when you talk to the Lord above. When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Heavenly Father, every day we're faced with choices. We can fight, we can be friends. We can obey, we can disobey. Help us each day to choose to do the right. Let us not worry about what others are doing. Help us to do what we know is right. Today I pause to pray for the many who are listening. We know that some families are going through hard times. May they really look to you to supply their needs in your way. We pray too for our many friends who are listening behind prison bars. May they find true freedom in Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Well, whether we're on one side or the other of prison bars, whether we're young or old, live in the U.S. or some other country, we are all members of the family of God if we have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, Cammie and Dan, our new duet team, were going to sing the next song about God's family, but Dan called in sick on taping day, so Janie, who's been singing some of our Go Along with the Story songs lately, is filling in. Janie and Cammie are singing all about getting used to the family of God.
Climbing the mountains, crossing the plains, fording the rivers, sharing the pain. Sometimes the losses and sometimes the gain. Getting used to the family of God. Reaching our hands to a brother that's new. Learning to say that I really love you. Learning to walk as the Master would do. Getting used to the family of God. Going together, enjoying the trip. Getting used to the family I'll spend eternity with. Learning to love you, how easy it is. Getting used to the family of God. Getting used to the family of God.
Before we forget, let's take time for that quickie quiz from the Bible I promised you. Let's see, we'll have all the boys against all the girls in this completely unrehearsed quiz. Now, I've taken my questions from the Children's Bible Hour quickie quiz book number 2, A Who Am I? And I think these are all from the Old Testament, so we'll see how you do. All right, we'll give the first question to the boys. All right, I was known as my brother's spokesman. Who am I? I was known. Josh.
Aaron.
Very good. That is right. Oh, and we hear a bassoon. I have to identify. We've got 3 Joshes on our program right now, so that was Josh B. All right, girls, along with Aaron, I helped hold up Moses' arms so that the Israelites could win a battle. Who am I? Ooh, Aaron and somebody else. Helped. Do you know? The conferring. Are you going to come up with an answer? Carrie.
Her.
Yes, it was him. Her was right. All right, that man's name was Her. Very good. All right, boys, I had a strange experience in which my donkey talked to me. What's my name? Well, Josh B. says he knows.
Balaam,
right. Okay. Girls, my father didn't want me to go back to Egypt with my brothers. Who am I? Janie.
Benjamin,
right. Oh, I thought I'd catch you on some of these. Boys, along with my 3 Hebrew friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I would not eat the rich food offered by the king. Josh K.
Daniel,
right. Okay. Girls, I failed to restrain my evil sons, even though I was a high priest in the temple. Who am I? Lisa Sue.
Eli,
correct. And boys, I was made queen in place of Vashti. Oh, an easy one. Jonathan K.
Esther.
All right, Esther is right. Girls, the last question. Get this right and we will have a tie. When God called me to be a judge of Israel, I asked him for a special sign which involved a piece of wool. Lisa Sue says she knows.
Gideon
is the answer. So let's see. We have 4 correct for the boys, 4 correct for the girls. So everyone's a winner today.
Yeah!
Well, that was a good quiz. Hey, how did you do on the questions? Were you able to answer any of them before the kids in the studio? One thing that can help you with your knowledge of the Bible is to read some of it every day. And that's exactly one of the reasons we publish our daily devotional called Keys for Kids. Every day there's a short scripture for you to read that goes along with the story. The stories are true to life, dealing with problems kids face these days we're living in. God's Word, the Bible, can help you live the way you ought to live. So if you're not using Keys for Kids, either for personal or family devotions, I urge you to give it a try. It's free. Oh, help with printing and postage is always appreciated, but not necessary. Listen to this letter we got from Florida. I really love Keys for Kids. It seems like you write them just for me every day. They are helpful when you're having a bad day. Well, why not let Keys for Kids help you, whether it's a good day you're having or not so good one? Here's where to write. CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Ask for Keys for Kids. And when you write, if you have a prayer request you'd like our staff to pray about or a problem that's been troubling you that you'd like some help with, be sure to share that as well. We're here to help in any way we can. The address again, CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. It won't be long until it's story time. You remember it's called $50 to Spend. It's a story that really will be best understood by the older boys and girls listening, but it's a message good for all ages. It's all about God's wonderful grace and about our part as members in the family of God. Carrie has our Go Along with the Story song, What a Wonderful Savior.
Christ has for sin atonement made. What a wonderful Savior. We are redeemed, the price is paid. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a Savior is Jesus, my Lord. He cleansed my heart from all its sin. What a wonderful Savior. And now He reigns and rules therein. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Stuart Reed, is entitled, $50 to Spend. Well, what did everybody think of the sermon this morning?
Oh, I like the way Pastor Reed explained that even though we're all sinners, we can all be made righteous through Christ. Mm. It's so comforting to know that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. If God didn't show grace and forgiveness, there wouldn't be hope for any of us.
That's for sure. That where sin abounded, grace did much more abound verse. Now, that's Romans 5, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think it's verse 20. Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of the sermon, Brad?
Well, to be honest, I didn't really understand it.
What confused you, son?
Well, Pastor Reed talked about how God shows His grace when He saves us. I understand that. But he also talked about how God shows more love and grace when we sin after we become Christians. Now, I know that's important, and it's good. But if God gives more grace the more we sin, why shouldn't we just sin as much as we want? He's forgiven us anyway.
That's a good question. And you know, The Apostle Paul asks that same question in chapter 6 of Romans. Pastor Reed said he'd be talking about that next week.
That's right, but well, let's talk about it a little right now. Listen to this, Brad. Ephesians 5, I think it's 15 and 16, says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Now, to walk circumspectly means that God wants us to use our freedom as his children to serve him. He says that's the wise thing to do.
Well, that kind of makes sense. But I still can't see why most of us don't just use that freedom to please ourselves.
Well, here we are. We're almost home. Roll it around in your head for a while, son, and we can talk more about it later. Brad and his parents continued their discussion several times, but Brad still had some unanswered questions. One day, he stopped at Brady's Ice Cream Store on the way home from school.
Hi, Mr. Brady.
Well, hi yourself, Brad. Your mom called and told me you'd be stopping by to pick up dessert. Say, how's school?
It's okay, I guess. Hey, what's this? Whoa, it's a $50 bill. Look, Mr. Brady, this was on the floor over here.
Let's see that, Brad. Well, imagine that. I wonder who dropped it.
Can I have it?
I'll tell you what, Brad. You let me keep that 50 for a while, and if nobody claims it, it's all yours.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mr. Brady.
You're welcome, Brad. Now, I'll get that dessert your mother wanted.
Hey, take it easy,
Dad,
Brad.
Dad,
one of these days that door is going to fall off.
Guess what? Guess what happened to me?
What?
We have no idea, Brad, but you look pretty excited.
I was down at Brady's ice cream shop, and I found a $50 bill on the floor.
Wow.
Mr. Brady said I could keep it if nobody claims it.
Well, congratulations. I bet you've already thought of 50 different ways you could spend it, right?
Well, I like a new soccer ball, maybe some new tennis shoes. I could save some for summer camp next year. Yeah, that's kind of a long way off. Hey, there's a jean jacket I'd like, but that could be real expensive. Let's see, if I got some bigger tires for my bike, that'd be cool. And of course I'll spend some of it on junk.
Hello there, Brad. Checking up on the $50 bill again, right?
Hi, Mr. Brady. Well?
Well, nobody's claimed the money you found, and I've even checked with the police. So you're now the proud possessor of a relatively new $50 bill. And here it is.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Brady. Oh, wow.
What are you going to do with your newfound wealth?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it ever since I found that money. It's money that was just, well, just given to me in a way. I didn't have to earn it. I want to be really careful and spend it the best way I possibly can.
Well, remember to enjoy yourself, too.
Oh, I will.
Brad's first opportunity to spend some of his $50 came the next Saturday when his folks took him to the local fair for the afternoon. After going their separate ways for a couple of hours, Brad met his parents at a hot dog stand.
Well, are you having a good time, Brad?
Yeah, I sure am. I just bought this cotton candy for some of my friends. They're waiting for me at the Ferris wheel.
Well, that was generous of you, son. How much of your money do you have left?
Most of it. I'm not going to waste it all on the rides. I'll see you later. I got to catch up with you guys.
Okay, see you in an hour at the car.
He still has most of his money left. I thought he'd spend a lot of it today.
Yes, I'm surprised he's being so careful after hearing him talk about all his plans the other night.
So, did you have a good time today, Brad?
Oh, you bet.
I noticed you were very careful about how you used that $50.
I still have most of it left. I'm going to put some of it in the offering at church tomorrow. And then I'll probably spend the rest on a jean jacket. Or maybe some games.
Well, you know we said that you could spend it any way you wanted to. In fact, I was surprised you didn't just use most of it today.
Do you remember a couple of Sundays ago when I said I didn't understand the sermon about sin and grace?
Yes, you were wondering why Christians don't just go out and sin as much as possible since we know God will forgive us. Even after Pastor Reed talked about it last Sunday, you said you didn't understand it. I'm afraid your dad and I didn't do a very good job of explaining it either.
We're sorry about that. Why don't we talk about it again? I've been trying to think of something to help you understand.
That's okay. I think I figured it out. It's kind of like this $50 bill I found. You think that since I just found it and I'm free to spend it any way I want, I'd blow it all right away. But actually, I'm so grateful for it that I want to use it carefully. It's such a special gift from God that I don't want to treat it too lightly.
I see what you mean, and that's great.
I guess it's the same when God forgives us. We're so happy that He loves us and forgives us that we don't want to misuse the gift of salvation that He gave us.
Hey, that's a great application, son. We want to spend our lives carefully and live in a way that pleases God rather than just sinning against Him. That story really gives us something to think about. Sure, God forgives us as Christians when we confess our sins and ask His forgiveness. But just because God's love and grace is so great, that doesn't mean we can just go on out and sin all we want knowing that God will forgive us. Remember what Brad said at the end of the story? We're so happy that He loves us and forgives us that we don't want to misuse the gift of salvation that He's given us. Well, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you're not already getting it. And do keep in mind that our ministry is totally listener-supported. We're so grateful for those of you who stand by us with your prayerful support. Here's where you can write: CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Also, check out our website at www.cbhministries.org. That's www.cbhministries.org. God bless you. Thanks so much for listening.